Hey, it's Sebastian Bourdais, two-time Firestone Grand Prix winner, driver of the Honda number 18 for Dercon Racing with Vasser and Sullivan, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, what is this?
This is decorations.
Well, talk about it since you're giggling like so, this is the greatest thing since bread.
So in restaurants, people are like, you know, it's expensive to start a business. It's expensive to own a restaurant. But you know what costs more than starting a restaurant?
Framing.
Decorations.
It's the framing. Right. Not decorations. Right. Framing.
So on Facebook the other day, I found this vintage, the Legends of the Ring frame set. It's got a world champion, a WBC belt. It has a pair of vintage gloves. It's got your boy Rocky Marciano, who was...
So you believe this is a real belt?
No, it's not a real belt, okay, because they sold these as sets. But I found it online, and I thought it was cool. It's vintage. It's old school. I think it's going to look great at the restaurant as a you know, decoration. And
yeah, it goes with pizza.
I mean, the Tournament of Pizza is all about champions and winners. And who's a bigger champion than Muhammad Ali?
Mike Tyson.
Johnson. Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson.
All right, now, what's this over here? Hey.
That is a baseball jersey. That's the Ed Whitey Ford jersey from the Triplets. It's a minor league team back in the boroughs of, like, New York. And that came from an auction where Captain Kelly was a part of.
Where did you get this model?
What do you mean model?
The model. The model carrying it.
Captain Kelly, he's a wounded warrior. And that's what he does now. He just holds up frames. he's my frame guy. Everybody needs a frame guy. And he got the Rays jersey framed for me. So that's why I'm back in good graces with the Rays, because now I have an autographed Rays jersey in the bar of Tour de Pizza. So now we're back. Redemption Tour. That's what we're calling this, Randy. This is the Redemption Tour. What are you doing? Research now? What? I was letting you become a professional. What are you looking up?
I'm making sure that I hit the right number to get a hold of Clay. You know, we got to talk to Clay.
This is cool, right? It's a cool.
You do find a lot of cool crap on Facebook.
I do. I found Steve Linnae on Facebook.
So did I.
We're friends. We're friends now.
I mean, there is a lot of truth to that, you know, for sure.
And Steve Linnae had one friend before us, and that was Tom from MySpace. Now he's got Joey Beltran, the main event tomorrow night at BKFC Fort Lauderdale. And he's got Randy Harris, an old timer. He's got the frame guy. The framer, that's what we could call him, the framer. And of course, the Naked Pizza Man.
So if he could get rid of one, do you think it would be the Naked Pizza Man?
I don't know. I bring value. I can sell him strombolis with cold marinara.
Yeah, he comes in, it's like he wants it warm. I mean, what's up with coming to a restaurant wanting warm food?
But honestly, like, sauce is completely based on people's preference. Some people like it cold, some people like it hot. So you could never get it like the right way. Some people drink their beer with ice. Some people drink beer room temperature if they're from Germany or Austria or anywhere in that region. You don't drink cold beer. So everything's we customize things here.
To everyone's liking.
We do.
Okay. All right. So the draft is next week.
Okay.
And when we get Clay on,
do we need anybody?
I know that he's a big Bears fan, so I want to ask him what he would like to see the Bears go after. Yeah, there's some definite needs.
What do we need on the Buccaneers to be a contender this year?
Well, they're going to be a contender no matter who they have, just so you know.
If Brady's not there, they're not.
Well, Brady is there.
You don't know that.
What do you mean I don't know that?
Wait, could he still quit or retire or, like, walk away?
Well, yeah, just like you could quit being a pizza dude. You're going to come back.
It's possible.
You've done it before. You'll do it again.
That's what I do.
You know, it is what you do. As long as Tom Brady is playing quarterback and you have two guys by the name of Chris and Mike, you are going to be in every game.
Okay.
Okay. I think they need to address, obviously, the defensive backs.
Okay.
I don't think you ever – now and again – Jason Light knows what's going on with Gronkowski. Jason Light knows what's going on with Sue. Okay? If both of them come back, that's a less of a need that you need to address.
I have a question about Gronk.
Yeah.
So Gronk is a pitch man for a shoe company. They filmed the commercial inside Raymond James Stadium. In the background, it says Raymond James Financial. It shows the Buccaneer Stadium. It shows Raymond James logos. I thought, like, they had to separate the two. I thought that's why, like, baseball or athletes, they had to use same colors to represent the team they played for, but they couldn't use actually real names or brands of any affiliates of the team.
Unless the team was involved in it. Oh. Unless the team okayed it.
Oh.
You know, and yes, that is true. Back in the day, I had, I don't remember what company, Reebok, Adidas, whatever, they made Brad Culpepper jerseys.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
We could not do a commercial with Brad Culpepper in the jersey, even though it's his jersey.
Right.
But we could do a commercial with him standing in front of the jerseys at JCPenney.
Oh.
But not him wearing it. So in this case, obviously, the NFL, the Buccaneers, Raymond James, whatever, they were all okay with it. All you got to do is get approval. Now, whether approval means paying them or approval means you're Gronkowski, well, does that mean you're going to come back and play? Whatever we need to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, as long as they're okay with it, then they're okay with it, which obviously was the case.
But then if it gets traded, then the commercial, you know, then you're in an old stadium, you got to reshoot the commercial?
No, because if he gets traded, that means the Tampa Bay Buccaneers traded him. Now, again, I believe he's a free agent, so he can't get traded if you're a free agent. So obviously they were okay with it, depending on when they shot it. Huh. Oh, and again, because I did forget it last break, grand opening Saturday at the Flip Flop Shop in Sun City. It's located at 3818 Sun City Center Boulevard. I am wearing the flip-flops as we speak. I'll take it off. Take a look at these bad boys. Check out that. So go out there and see Pam. They're going to have giveaways. Caleb may be there. We all may drive out there. It's worth the drive.
It's nice.
Some really cool stuff. And if I would have known you wore a 7, I would have gotten you a pair.
Should have had Gronk endorse those. Those are nice.
They are nice. The whole store is nice.
I can't wait. I'm going to go ahead and check it out.
Hey, dude. Speaking of dude is who we're trying to get on the radio.
Dude, the one that looks like Jesus?
The Clay Guida dude.
Yeah, he just rose on Sunday. He's probably still asleep. It's a long weekend, a 3-day weekend.
Well, he needs to get up and wake up. Get up, because he's only a couple of days away from getting back at it in the octagons.
Come off a win. Didn't he win last fight?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Co-main event.
Still getting it done in the 40s.
He is. Right. You know, style obviously different, you know, which is good.
Yeah, you know, style wasn't very conducive to, like, longevity.
to long-term.
Yeah, like, he would just stand in the pocket and just trade blows, and whoever fell first, like, won.
And it was typically the other guy.
Yeah. Right. Well, no. I mean, well.
It was typically Clay would drop him.
Well, yeah. I mean, they went back and forth.
They did. Fun to watch. It was fun to watch until you get to know and love the guy.
Yeah.
Then and I didn't enjoy it as much.
Like, keep your head off center. Like, move to the side.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, George Gagel, who, and we've talked about this numerous times, you know, a 87-degree black belt, but he would want to stand. Because his comment was, I could take you to the ground and beat you anytime I want. They'd do it. But no, he would rather stand. So, I don't know what that means. All right, let's go hit a real quick break, and then I think we'll be able to get Clay on. A lot of things to talk to him about as he gets ready to get back in the octagon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Rock Newman, and when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Rock Newman, and when I'm in Tampa, I listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tournament de Pizza and talking about the flip-flop shop in Sun City. We'll be out there on Saturday, and they have a whole wall of dudes, but not this dude. Let's head out to Las Vegas and talk to the dude, Clay Guida. Clay, what's up?
Hey, the man, the myth, the legend, the prez of the unofficial Clay Guida fan club, Mr. Randy Harris. How are you, sir?
I am well, and now that Chad is no longer there, we don't have to really go through the unofficial thing.
Okay, so I guess you are the official president then.
Right, we'll go with official right now. Hey, I'm curious, first and foremost, how are you? How was your mom's birthday? How is everything going on with the family?
Everything is fantastic. I'm great. Camp was awesome. Mom's birthday was awesome. They just got back from a little beach resort. I set them up at Sanibel Island down in Florida. They're loving paradise, and they will be out in Victoryville, Vegas in just a couple of days to continue the celebration and get our hand raised. And, yeah, everything is good on our part out here in Vegas. Just got done with a nice long run around back where it all began in Mandalay Bay back in 2006. So I went and paid homage over there and ran around by the sign, and now I'm getting ready to start media day.
Well, cool. Well, I appreciate the time. And first and foremost, how much fishing do you get in during fight camp, if any?
Not enough. Yes, I get some, but my coaches have been doing a very good job as of late and kind of, no pun intended, reeling me in, if you will, and keeping me more at the gym instead of on the kayak or on the bass boat. So I do love Sacramento because I get to, fish, here and there. But, yeah, they've been keeping me off the water and in the gym where I belong a little bit more. But, and you guys have seen, the success rate go up.
For sure, for sure. And, when it's time to buckle down, it's time to buckle down. Before we move on, talk about, the side gig that you have going on with your charters.
Yes, I'm actually putting a shirt on right now. It's called Gills and Thrills with Guida. Excuse me, Gills and Thrills with Guida. I teamed up with Chad Mendez and Mike Pappa at Fins and Feathers. And what we do is called a, I don't like to use the word celebrity, but a pro staff guide service where we host our fans, our clientele, and then we pair it up with athletes and bands, athletes like, Chad Mendez, Uriah Faber, Donald Cerrone, Daniel Cormier, Bill Goldberg from the WWF, Tito Ortiz, Dan Henderson, TJ Dillashaw, some actors in Max Terrio, Brad Miller. I mean, the list goes on in the athlete department that we have, and they come out and they go fishing with us, and then we also tie it into a live concert. We work with Zach Brown Band, with Metallica, with Slightly Stupid, reggae bands, G-Love, Special Sauce. We tie it in with UFC events. We take our clientele to a UFC event. We give them all access to, the fighters, to, great seats to the events. We tie it into professional sporting events, baseball games, professional sporting events, things like that. So we try to make it almost an all-access, behind-the-scenes experience, if you will.
Very cool. And website, how people can get on and get involved?
It's it's connected to the Fins and Feathers, finsandfeathers.com with two Z's, FINZFEATHERZ.com. And we're still finishing ours and dotting some I's and crossing some T's and things like that, but it's connected to the Fins and Feathers Guide Service website.
Very cool. Good stuff. Hopefully I can get down and get involved and get on one of those. Before we talk about the fight on Saturday, next week, and I'm curious from your aspect, what do the Chicago Bears need?
Oh, boy. Who? Yeah, that was a joke.
You're a Chicago Bear guy, so what are the... I know. Well, you know more about the Bears than I do, so.
Yeah. Next question. I love the Bears, but, we're in a rebuilding phase right now. So we want to talk baseball. We talk about the Cubs. But, yeah.
Okay. My daughter-in-law was at the Cub game yesterday. So tell me what you expect from the Cubs this year.
Well, they're already They're in a rebuilding phase as we speak right now, too. People aren't expecting a whole lot out of them, but I think they've shown a lot of, you know, a lot of signs of coming together young and early. A young team. We got Seiya, the Japanese acquisition. We got Nico Horner. We got Ian Happ. We've got some good pitching, staff still. So I think David Ross is at the helm, who was on the 2016 championship team, is doing a great job. Obviously, it's very, very premature and early in the season, but I think these guys are going to mold and be an average team, and they're going to progress quickly.
Let me ask you one more baseball question, and then we'll talk about the fight on Saturday. Obviously, a national radio show here, but we're based in Tampa, Tropicana Field. Nobody seems to like that stadium. What's it like to go to a place like Wrigley, like Fenway, and see a game compared to, you know, this dome that we have here in St. Pete?
Well, I have not been to the dome in St. Pete. I've been near it. I've been to your bar, Ferg's, over there, which everybody loves. I love that sports bar. I love all baseball fields, man, because I am a true baseball fan. It's one of my favorite sports, has been since I was little. I loved playing baseball when I was young. There's nothing like Wrigley Field. You can't compare it to anything. The closest I could compare it to is Fenway, which was amazing. I got to go out there when BJ Penn and Frankie Edgar fought back in, I think, 2010. So that's the closest I could compare it to. Just legendary, so much history. It is a national, worldwide icon, landmark, monument, if you will. We've been fortunate to see the Cubbies win the NLCS there in 2016. I've been able to be there for that whole championship run. I was fortunate enough with the UFC and the Cubs to invite myself and Phil CM Punk to. I got to throw out the first pitch when I fought out there back in 2018. They asked me to do the seventh inning stretch. I got to see the seventh inning stretch with my family, friends, fans, all in attendance. So things like that will resonate with me forever. They'll last in my family's lifetime forever. So it's we've been very fortunate to be part of the Cubbies' red, white, blue uniform, I guess, if you will, in my eyes, you know, since I was just a kid. And one of my first memories, if not my first memory as a human, I remember I was probably, I don't know how old you are when you're still in a stroller, you know what I mean, or when you still, or when you start having memories, but I remember vividly being in left field on the bricks in a stroller with my feet up on the bricks or whatever in the stroller, and I saw the beautiful bricks and ivy and the green ivy in the background in left field, and I saw this big, large, tall black man in left field, and you know who that was? The Hawk, Mr. Andre Dawson.
Awesome.
So that was one. That was one of my first recollections as a human. And so my parents were born and raised 20 minutes, 10 or 20 minutes from Wrigley. So they brought us there very often throughout our, you know, childhood and upbringing. So, we bleed red, white, blue. Cubby red, white, blue.
So do you have anything that was once either owned by Andre Dawson or signed by Andre Dawson?
Yeah, I sat in line and waited for 4 or 5 hours when the Mall Gurney Mills opened up in Gurney, Illinois, back when I was probably 10 years old, maybe even younger. And I had my mitt, and I had a baseball or a card signed by him a long time ago. And not the friendliest, but you know what? He had a line of 5-6 hours, like a UFC fan expo, so I don't blame him, but he's still one of my favorites to watch play, and always will be.
Very cool. Well, I know something that I'll hunt down, and we'll leave it at that, you know, for now. So let's switch gears. Talk about Saturday back in the octagon. Give me your thoughts on Claudio.
You got youth versus experience, and I'll take wrestling every time. He's a very athletic, tall, rangy, lanky fighter. We've seen countless fighters like him, and we've defeated many like him. So this is a tailor-made fight for us. We go out there. Be the dude, be the carpenter, be the caveman, go out there and put the pace on him, and like everybody expects, like everyone's seen before, and we will get our hand raised in victory once again.
Clay, when you get that phone call, whether it's directly from the UFC or management calls you and says, hey, this is who they're presenting to us, what do you look for, or does it even matter who's on the other line?
It's yes. That's it. At this point in my career, we fought everybody. The only thing we haven't done is hoist UFC gold, and the answer is yes, because at this point, I just love to compete. I don't care who it is. I want to get out there and showcase my skills. Most importantly, I want to go out there and have fun and challenge myself, because to me, that's what sports is all about. It's an internal challenge. I love going out there and putting it on the line and doing what I love. So, yeah, put whoever in there. We're going to go out there and we're going to give them heck.
You know, I saw you not too long ago at a fight down in Fort Lauderdale. And watching you watch a fight, how difficult is that for you? You know, it's one thing when you're fighting, but when you're watching a friend or a teammate fighting, how difficult is that?
Oh, it's fun, but it's nerve-wracking because when we're in there, we're in charge. We get to be we're the ones handling the joystick. We're the ones, you know what I mean, driving the car. When we're outside, man, we're just a passenger. We're just along for the ride, and that can be a curvy, bumpy, scary road. So it's one of those, I'd rather be in the cage, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it's fun. I expected a sport, but, man, it's tough. It was always tough to watch my brother and my teammates, you know what I mean? But I love to get in there and mix it up because we're in control. But when you're on the outside looking in, it's a way different story, man.
Good stuff. Clay, as always, thank you very much for your time. We still need to get you down here or up, now that you're in South Florida, you know, up to the Tampa Bay area and hang out and do some fishing here and come to the pizzeria and hang out. So maybe we can put that together after the fight.
I'm looking forward to it. The official president now of the Clay Guida, the Carpenter Fan Club. We've only waited almost 16 years, so I'm glad we can finally say that. And, yeah, thank you so much. I can't wait to get up there.
Absolutely. Clay, I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as some really cool socks from Odd Sock Official. Have a good time on Saturday, all right?
Thank you. We always do, press. All the best to you guys. Thank you so much.
Take care. Clay Guida, one of the best.
Man, I didn't have hard to tell him that I was first in line for the Andre Dawson signature.
Well, that's why I wasn't going to tell him that we'll send him a ball.
Until you made me get out of the line.
Well, hey.
And go stand in someone else's corner.
In, what do you call him? Kluckemeyer?
Kluckemeyer's line. When I was in line for Andre Dawson,
Didn't we get anything signed by Andre?
I have a baseball signed by Andre. Okay. I went back and got in line after Lefty signed it. I have a
right, ball. Well, we might need to get that so we can send it as a team. Because now we're a team.
Oh, now we're a team. Now we're partners.
Now we're
okay,
a team.
Okay, finally. I made it to the we part.
Well, until I see the ball, it's not a we.
Well, I got it.
All right, we'll send that to Clay.
No, we're not going to. We'll let him use it.
We'll send him a picture. You're going to send it to him on loan?
Send a picture of it.
You're an idiot. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, we're going to reach out to the president of BYB, as they just made a pretty, you know, huge announcement, joining forces with another bare knuckle company. So on the other side of the pond,
yeah.
and BYB is going to do something in London, and the other one is called BYB. It's too confusing. BKB. So there's BYB and BKB. BKB
and
is over in London.
BRB. And we'll be
bring
right
your own
back
beer. Good job.
These messages.
All right, we'll be right back. And I can't blame all on the sun. Oh no, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Barrett Root of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? all available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Friday, May 20th, Eagle FC returns with some of the biggest names in MMA. Heavyweights clash in the main event as Junior Dos Santos is back.
Oh, my goodness!
He'll take on hard-hitting Jorgen De Castro, plus Thiago Silva takes on Hector Lombard. Watch live and free. Sign up today at EagleFC.com. Eagle FC 48, the legend is back. Junior Dos Santos versus Jorgen De Castro. Friday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Ooh, give me more! I want more!
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Phil Baroni, the New York Badass from the UFC, and you're listening to Talk Sports with Randy Harris.
Talk Sports. He should answer the phone to tour the pizza.
He should.
Look, what do you want on your pie over there?
What do you want?
You
come pick up your own pie.
Yeah, deliver who? Deliver what?
You know, he was involved in one of the biggest controversies in the history of MMA, in my opinion.
What was that?
So, as the story goes, referees go into the locker rooms and they go over rules and they say whatever. I'm going to make this up because I don't remember the exact way this went down.
Okay.
But it's very close to this. So, Larry Landless, I believe, was the referee.
Okay.
And he went in and he said, all right, if you ever get in trouble, I'm going to ask you, are you okay? Are you okay? And if you answer me properly and intelligently, I'll let the fight continue. So Phil is getting blasted and getting taken punches and whatever. And he goes over, do you want to stop? Do you want to stop? And Phil goes, yes, yes. So he stopped the fight. And then Phil pushed him because he's like, you said you were going to ask me, are you okay? Are you okay?
Right.
Because, you know, you're not really listening to words. Right, you know, you're trying to defend and whatever. So he just remembered that, you know, this is what was going to be said. Are you okay? Are you okay? He said yes. But he was saying yes. Do you want to stop? Do you want to stop?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Another inconsistent rules of judging and affects outcomes of fights.
Yep. And I think Larry was the ref for that. Another Larry Landless is my former co-host, much better than you.
It's not true.
Said to him, you know, you need to come up with a catchphrase, a line. You know, everybody has these lines. You can't just say start. So he had him say, let's start this blank. He goes, why don't you say, let's start this? Eh. So he did. And that was the last time he reffed.
Wow.
Dana was not happy. Some big sponsors were there. And, yeah, it did not go over very well. But, yeah, that's Phil Baroni.
Yeah.
I asked Phil, a good dude, but, he's the New York badass, right? He is basically the New York Yankee silhouette, the logo. So it's not the logo because you could be sued, but it's pretty damn close.
He's the logo for what? For New York fighters?
No, on the back of his, like he would come out in a robe, kind of, you know, a Macho Man style. Only it was like the New York Yankee NY. So I went up to him and I said, so what do you know about David Wells? You know, David's a friend of the show and a friend of mine, and he said he'll come out here. He's going to come out to one of the shows one day. So we just have to set it up. And you know what Phil Baroni said? Who? I thought you were a Yankee fan. Could you be a Yankee fan? How about manager comes out to take David Wells out of a game? I believe this was in Toronto. And David didn't want to come out. And he's like, puts his hand out for the ball. So allegedly, just to cover myself legally, he takes the ball and throws it down right field instead of handing the ball to the manager.
I mean, baseball players do some weird stuff.
Yeah. Long season. I think baseball should be... All right, since Kelly's here, 2 weeks long.
Yeah.
Two weeks long.
2 weeks max.
And whoever has, like, the top eight teams then go into a playoffs. So we can get done an entire baseball season in a month.
I would watch baseball if they would, like, take out from, like, third base to home plate would be like a slip and slide. Like, and then you had to slide from third all the way to home without getting tagged out. I would want. I mean, maybe the Savannah Bananas would consider a slip and slide course.
I'm surprised if they already haven't.
That would be amazing. We could create our own league with that.
I think we should create our own league. Now, it could be a softball league. But, yeah, with some of that stuff,
would you and your fan base be interested in playing foaling?
All right, we'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, something I don't want to play.
What don't you want to play?
I don't want to play bare knuckle fighting.
They don't play when they're bare knuckle.
I don't want to play.
There's no playing in bare knuckle.
So let's go to the phone line and welcome, for the first time, the president of BYB, Mark Vasquez. Mark, how are you, sir?
How you doing, guys? Thank you.
We appreciate your time. We met last month when you guys were here in Tampa at BYB 9. What a fun night that was.
I'm glad you joined us. Yeah, it was definitely an exciting night in Tampa. Great night of knockouts, which is, I guess, exactly what he said. You don't play bare knuckles. But full night of action there. It was our first time in Tampa, and we really enjoyed the full card. You know, we had a lot of ladies on the card, which is something we like to do, and we're going back. We got some news to share, I guess, with you guys today as far as the coming back to Tampa and a few other spots for the rest of this year.
Awesome. Well, I was going to ask, you know, how long until you'll come back? And how do you go about, you know, selecting? There's so many cities. There's so many states. How do you decide, you know, where you want to go?
Well, it's a little easier than we'd like right now because the bare knuckles is slowly coming around to additional states. The first state that approved bare knuckle was Wyoming. That's we had our first event there in Wyoming. Then Florida followed suit. Being our home state, we've focused the majority of our events in Florida. But then Mississippi started allowing bare knuckle fighting as well. And we have our next event is in Biloxi, Mississippi, May 28th on Memorial Day weekend.
Well, I guess there's two questions that I wanted to ask, and we'll jump out of order because there was a couple things I did want to talk to you about. But almost as important, it's very important who's on the card. But the second most important question is, are the buffets back open in Biloxi?
You know, I was over there a few weeks ago doing the site visit, and everything seems to be, you know, even not only there but across the country. Thank God, people come to their senses, the curve is over. I guess 15 days after 15 days worked out finally, and we just got news this week that it's no longer needed on the airports either on airplanes. So I think we've turned a corner with all this mess.
I know that you've talked about the Trigon numerous times, first time that we've had the pleasure of having you on. Talk about that. Talk about how you came up with it, and talk about how it's going, because it really adds to the enjoyment of going to a fight.
I appreciate that. Definitely the design of the Trigon, you know, two things when you're starting out a company. There's so many combat sports companies and promotions around. We thought ours was absolutely different because it did start in the backyard. It was a grassroots program. And one of the ring designs that Dada had used in the backyard at one of his events was a triangle. It wasn't an equal-sided triangle. It was kind of like an arrowhead, which made it a little bit too tight for our liking and in order to make this a sanctionable event. So we played with the design a little bit. We came up with what we thought is the perfect formula, which is three equal sides, which create the tightest corners in combat sports. You know, octagons are wide open, almost no corners. A lot of people have round rings. There's no corners at all. Boxing, you know, famous for 90-degree corners, but we have 360-degree corners. So really nobody wants to get trapped in one of those corners, so it pushes the fighters. They tend to meet in the middle of the ring, and usually as a result we get fights ending in KOs or TKOs, where the actual results are settled by the hands of the fighters and not the judges. So that's kind of our whole thing. I grew up watching old school boxing in its heyday, Hearns, Hagler, Leonard and those guys. And all of a sudden boxing started getting even more political than back then. It was the judging and all that. And we wanted to focus on back to the roots, back to the basics, and letting the fighters literally fight it out for the win and try to keep the judges out of it as much as possible. And I think our ring helps in that.
Yeah, it definitely does. And the way we were talking about it in the first hour is there's no place to go. There's no place to run because, like you said, there's the corners, and you don't want to get caught there. So you literally have to stay in the middle, or bad things can happen there as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, bad things can happen anywhere in the Trigon. But definitely the corners you know, most of the time in a boxing, if you're in a corner, you turn lateral and you can slide out, right? Step and slide out of the corner and work your way out. In the trigon, if you're in the corner, there's only one way out, and it's actually through your opponent. You have to come forward fighting and bringing it to your opponent, hopefully getting him to back up so you can turn him and try to return the favor, I say. So, you know, the corner does bring a lot of excitement. I've only seen one or two fighters that actually back themselves into the corner and try to draw their opponent in. And it's always interesting to see how that works out. But for the most part, like I said, they do want to meet in the middle. And you know, we also have three-minute rounds, which is your regular boxing round. And we call that, you know, the third minute. A lot of bare-knuckle companies have two-minute rounds. Our females, they do fight two-minute rounds, but the males, men's division fights three-minute rounds. And we think that's the magic minute, right? Because if you have just a two-minute round, you can, especially in a larger ring, you can engage, dance, engage, dance, engage. You hear the ticker, and you're almost walking back to your corner in 2 minutes. So those fights tend to go five rounds or more rounds. That third minute, you know, you can't run and hide in the trigon, much less for 3 minutes. So that's why I think our knockout rate, we're over 90%. I think that's what promotes that. And as a result, shorter fights, as it was even talked about in this last weekend's fight where the guy broke his orbital bone with boxing gloves, they were saying shorter fights, less punishment. Quicker knockouts is better for boxers than a long, extended fight. And that's what we try to do is not only the safety of the fighters, there's more superficial wounds, but the entertainment of the fans. You get what you came for. You get fighters fighting to win, not fighters coming to score points and take the fight to the judges.
As a judge, I understand what you're saying. I'm a judge in MMA, but I totally get it. You never want to leave it to judges because you don't know what they're looking for. And, you know, leave it in your own hands and not somebody else's. I totally agree with you.
Absolutely, especially if you're traveling and you're fighting the local guy. You know, or in our case, we've been developing a relationship, a bare knuckle alliance with the BKB group out of the UK. And we send fighters over there to fight in each one of their events. They send fighters over to us to fight at each one of our events. And that started just about four events ago. So you don't want to go to the UK, fight one of their local guys, and end up going to the judges. I mean, we had one guy just do it. He ended up with a split decision. So he got really, I told him, you got really lucky. You walked out of the UK with a decision. You know, so you just don't want to do that, especially if you're the traveling fighter.
You know, I wanted to bring that up, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about that partnership with another organization. A, how rare that is, and B, how did that whole thing go down?
Well, yeah, it's you know, I'll tell you, it is rare. And when I started in the boxing promotion, I did about 15 years of NASCAR promotion. I started with NASCAR and grew the NASCAR Mexico series. To do that, I had to work with other promoters, with other teams, with other sponsors, with other, you know, networks. So it created team building, right, to grow the sport. And it's now the number one motorsports in Mexico. So when I started in the promotion, boxing promotion, I tried to do that with other boxing promoters, saying, hey, let's work together. Let's promote each other. Let's promote the combat sports in general, and let's grow the audience for combat sports. You know, in an era where stick and ball sports are slumping with the audiences and people are looking for other alternatives, combat sports are a wonderful alternative. You get all kinds of characters. You get all kinds of backgrounds, international stories, you know. So I worked with a lot of promoters, and they looked at me, and they're like, that makes great sense. And then all of a sudden, they started thinking to themselves, this guy's got something up his sleeve. So it's really hard to work with other promoters where they're protective of their audience and whatnot. Across the pond, there's an ocean between us, so there is a little bit of comfort, I guess, in that regard. But I really hit it off well with the owners of the BKB. Jim Freeman and Joe Brown, they do a great job and have done a great job with BKB in the UK for many years. And we saw an opportunity to work together. And the first thought was, hey, why don't you just send a couple fighters to our first card, you know, our next card, and we'll do the same to you. Let's see how that goes, and we can expand on this relationship from there. And really the fans on both sides of the ponds love the action. And, you know, they got off to an early lead. I think they were 3-0 against us. We've won the last two fights, so now we're 3-2, and we have a fighter going up. Chad Kelly is going up now on June 11th to fight one of their guys for a championship. So now it's expanded to where we're fighting for each other's championships, fighting for the World Police Gazette belt, and just trying to, you know, create more goodwill internationally for bare knuckle and grow the sport.
I think that says a lot and it adds a lot. And I was going to ask you, are you keeping track or, you know, or are you not? And you're kind of like intertwining the two. But by keeping track of that, it is sort of you against them, them against you. And I think it adds to what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I told them at the very start, I go, ideally for the fans, it's great if we're both competitive, right? If we're both even in the pretty much, yeah, you guys will go on a little sprint. We'll go on a little sprint. And eventually, but the fans are the winners here, and so are the boxers, because they're getting opportunity to travel internationally. All the guys that have been to the UK have had a great time. They spend an extra couple days after their event just to enjoy the city, you know, once they finish their fight. And they've all had great experiences. Some of them have never been out of the country. So it's their first chance, you know, first opportunity to travel and see a little bit of the world. And the same thing, there are guys that came into Miami. Some of their guys are from small cities in you know, the UK. All of a sudden, they land in Miami International Airport, and they're thrust to the middle of the Hard Rock. You know, so it's an eye-opening experience for the fighters. I think the fans are really enjoying it. Jim, Joe, and myself are really enjoying putting it all together and just seeing, you know, continuing it to prosper.
Mike, let me ask you this. Many, 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 many years ago, I asked Dana White, how big can MMA go? And obviously, look at where they're at. So let me ask you, how big can bare knuckle go?
Well, you know, it was the root of all combat sports. I mean, it's that simple. It was the root of all combat sports. Everything grew from here, and everything has a resurgence. You know, like you saw bell bottoms in the 60s. You saw them again, you know, 10 years ago. You'll see them again in 20 years, you know. So it's something that I think it's deeply rooted in combat sports. Most athletes also agree with us. You know, if you ask anybody, why is you know, hitting without a glove prohibited in many states, or why has it been? But you can hit somebody with an elbow, a knee, or a kick, which provides much more force than a bare fist. So it just didn't make sense. There was a lot of politics behind it, you know. Boxing promoters hated MMA promoters because, you know, they took a little bit of their shine, their luster, their crowd, their athletes. Well, then here come the bare knuckle guys. You know, we're the lowest guys on the totem pole, so they both hate us. But I think everybody can grow together, the athletes. There's a lot of athletes that aren't getting opportunities in either bare knuckle or MMA. So they fall into boxing or MMA. So they have opportunities with us to highlight themselves and grow that, you know, themselves in combat sports and even expand to other areas. Like we have, you know, or other guys that are different parts of their career. Desmond Green is a great example, was in the UFC, had a major issue, but he's dealt with it, you know, been upfront about it and dealt with it, done everything that's been asked of him, and is making a comeback as 2-0 with us in bare knuckle, now starting back with MMA. And who knows, maybe he'll be back at the UFC someday. So it's a great opportunity for young guys to get started, for other guys at different point of careers to get additional fights, because it's just not a lot of opportunities out there.
Big ups, you know, to him. You know, he's been on the program numerous times. I'm very happy for him. Somebody else I'm very happy about, I believe he's your main event next month in Biloxi. Just Lopez keeps his mouth quiet. He doesn't trash talk, and he just goes out there and puts on performance after performance. Talk about the main event and the card on May 28th.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? You know, Lopez, he put on a clinic, Tony Lopez. You know, we were just really happy that he wanted to be involved with our promotion and test his skills in the Trigon. And really, he was a late add. Josh Burns had another opponent had an issue, I think, just 2 weeks before the fight. So Tony came in and really came in very prepared. He's always prepared. He's ready to fight at a drop of a hat, and took care of business. You know, he took care of business. So we'd love to have him invite him back to fight against our heavyweight, which is 2-0, Jordan Mitchell, and they're going to fight for the championship belt, which I believe Tony deserves the opportunity to get.
And that's on the 28th, correct?
That's March 28th in Biloxi. Yep, BYB 10. May 28th. It's Memorial Day weekend, Saturday night. So if you got sitting around the house, it's going to be on our YouTube channel. We're putting out. That's another thing. We've been putting out our fights free on YouTube just to expand our audience and have more people exposed to our kind of fighting and our ring, the Trigon. So So we've been doing that since last year, trying to help out. You know, it's a tough economy and tough times, so we're just trying to give back to the fan base and expand our audience.
Looking forward to it. I know a lot of big things coming for you guys, but you kind of made a comment a little bit earlier about Tampa and maybe some other locations that you're going to inform us on.
Yeah, we got a few more events scheduled for 2022 after Biloxi on May 28th. We're going to be, of course, fighting on the BKB cards on June 11th and July 16th. We're going to have fighters over there fighting on their cards. But we'll be back to Florida on August 27th, where we'll be doing a show at the Trump National here in Doral, Florida. So that'll be our first time at that venue. We're excited to be coming down to Dade County and the Trump National. And then we're going to be going across the pond for our first time for a full-blown BYB show. It'll be BYB 12 in London, and that'll be October 16th. That's going to be a Sunday afternoon show in London. It'll air 2 p.m. Eastern time here in the States on Sunday, 11 o'clock on the West Coast. And then we'll circle back and end the year, although we are working on a couple other possible events. Right now, November 19th, back in Tampa, Florida for BYB 13.
Awesome. I'm writing all this down so that I can remember and schedule it. And we may have to, Matt, we may have to do a live show in London.
I think that'll be amazing.
We'll follow them over there and do some cool stuff.
Let's go.
Mike, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully we can have you on more often. We can get some of your fighters on. Whatever you need from us, count us in. We'll do it. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of really cool socks from Odd Sock Official for coming on today.
That'd be great. Thank you, guys. I look forward to seeing you guys again. If not in London, definitely in Tampa. But we definitely appreciate you coming out and enjoying the fights with us.
Thank you, sir. That is Mike Valdez. He is the president of BYB. It was so much fun.
Great,
you know, the Trigon is cool. It looks a little, you know, weird because you're used to the circle or the square. So you're kind of intrigued, you know, and then you're looking over Paulie's shoulder because he's there doing the commentating.
And everything Mike talked about was spot on. I mean, the vision, the purpose,
yep.
I mean, it all makes sense. All the boxes are checked. How can you not be a fan of this promotion?
You know, Dotto 5000, I didn't bring it up talking to Mike about it, but he'd been on the show earlier, and him and Caleb kind of connected, which was cool. And I'm looking forward to being involved. I know they'll be there next month. If the buffets are there and they'll have us, I think we should go.
Let's go.
And I definitely think we should have Steve drive us to London.
Yeah. Well, we can take a plane now because there's no mask mandate.
Well, so we could always take it, you know, with mask mandates.
But it's too restrictive. I don't like the control. Now I'm free to breathe in all that 420 air.
I was going to say, because it's so much cleaner. It's so much better there, you know, to have it. So.
Happy 420 day, by the way.
Whatever that means.
It's an international day.
Who died and said 420 is a drug day?
That's what it
who?
Is.
Who?
Well, ask the drug guy. Ask Steve. Well, he's a rock and roll guy.
Well, that doesn't mean he's a drug guy. Just
but he knows drug guys because he's a rock and roll
no,
guy.
No, he doesn't.
Rock and gold guys are drug
rock
guys.
And gold guys?
They're all drug guys, aren't they?
No, they're not.
What do you do on the road?
Sleep.
Because you're high from the drugs.
No. Real quickly, last weekend, a week ago, I can't believe it's been a week.
A week.
A week from today, I was flying home. But a week from yesterday was the second. And you know, I'm trying not to blow smoke. You know that I say it like it is. I'll be real honest. When I was invited to go to Vegas for a Scorpion concert, I wasn't overly excited about going twice.
Okay.
You know me. You know, I lose focus. I don't know much about the band. You know Rock Me Like a Hurricane. It's one of the most famous songs of all time.
All time.
Do I go to the UFC on Saturday or do I go to the Scorpions on Saturday? And so I'm fighting with myself, which I do a lot. I'm like, I know whatever I decide, I'm going to be wrong.
Okay.
So originally, I had the flight to go to Vegas on Saturday and fly home on Wednesday. Do I change it? Do I go to Jacksonville? Do I go to the fights? It's a pretty good card. Do I change my flights? It's real expensive. Is it worth the money to change? If I go to the concert, what if I don't like it? I've been bored at concerts before.
For sure.
Especially concerts, let's be honest, where you don't know all the songs. Okay?
Right. Or if the band doesn't show up for like 4 hours and they're late because, like, you know, bands are never on time.
Who is Eric Church who canceled his concert? so that he could go to. That's a stupid reason. A
great reason.
I would never spend a dime to see that guy.
March
ever.
Madness basketball is worth canceling a concert for. It's Duke, North Carolina.
If you make
it's iconic, it's Coach K's last game.
I'm sorry.
A lifetime contract.
I'm sorry.
And he ended early.
I'm sorry. I disagree with
he
you.
He had a lifetime contract.
I disagree with you. If I make a commitment, you want to stand by and do it. But no, so now he shafts all these people. Now, he's doing another concert, and I've reached out to him. He hasn't responded. Whoever had tickets will get a free ticket to the concert.
That's fair.
My question is, will it be the seats that you purchased for that first concert?
I mean, they're worse seats than what you bought before?
The seats that you bought before. So, yeah. Like, if you bought front row tickets, and now you're going to do another concert, and you're going to include these people for free, are you going to let give them the seats that they bought? Or are you just giving them free seats like you're in the 300 level?
Oh, I think he has to give them what you bought.
Well, you would think. I just want to know.
It should be a redo.
I just want to know.
It's a different day than what the last day was scheduled.
I just want to know. That's all I want to know. So now that you took me off, I forgot where I was just. Where was my rant?
Well, you were talking about, you didn't know if you were going to like the Scorpions. You don't know if you like the concert.
So I YouTubed and I did a little, you know, research. And there was more than one or two songs that I knew. I knew four. Okay. And I'll tell you what, and this is shocking to me. Not only did I have a great time on Saturday, I had a great time on Tuesday too. Same concert,
right?
Same songs. Still don't know them. Still didn't understand Klaus von Klausemeyer.
Who?
That's my joke. It's you butchering the name. I just did you butchering his name. I still enjoyed it. I was able to watch Mickey D a little bit closer because I stood on the side and watched him. And I once Googled top 10 drummers of all time,
right.
And Mickey D was on that list.
Where am I on that list?
Mickey D is incredible on the drums. I'll play you the solo.
Think I can make it on that list?
No.
There's 9 other spots.
Yeah, no.
I could do this.
I don't even think you could spell top 10. You're an idiot. What a complete moron. It was so much fun. It was two great concerts. I'm thinking about flying to New York because they'll be at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's iconic.
I don't care about the arena.
No, the arena matters.
It doesn't matter.
It matters.
How does it matter?
It's Madison Square Garden.
It doesn't matter.
It's the great.
It's the same concert.
Yeah, but it's a different place. Baseball at the Trop is not the same as baseball at Wrigley Field.
Which is what Clay Guida said.
It's not the same
I'll
as
get,
the
I'll agree
the
with
big
that.
Green Monster.
I'll agree with that. And I've been in all three. Okay? I have. But I've also been to a fight in Vegas, a fight in Cleveland, a fight in Chicago, and a fight at Madison Square Garden.
And a fight on the softball field.
And many fights on the softball field. And they were all the same.
Yeah, but I don't think fighting is as big of a deal.
That's what I just said to you. So it's the same as a concert.
But a concert at Madison Square Garden. Like,
that's
why? Like, because I think as a kid you grow up and that's the like, it's like Showtime at the Apollo. It's like the legendary thing that you dream of as a kid. Like
I've never dreamed of it.
When I get to this level,
I've
like
never
someday
dreamed
I'm going to have a concert here. I'm going to have a play live here. It's like the venue is what's like.
I guarantee you, I or you have ever thought as a 9-year-old, I can't wait to go to a concert in Madison Square Garden. You didn't. Shut up.
No, because, no, well.
You're not playing. You're standing there or you're sitting there. First of all, I think they should make a rule. Okay? If you bought a seat, you have to put your ass in it. No standing at concerts, ever.
Oh, you can stand.
No, you can't.
Why can't you stand?
Because I'm too old and I don't want to.
You should sit in like the VIP
but you can't
section.
Sit.
You should get like an upper level with like the velvet things and like the VIP section.
But
that's where old crabby people with money sit.
Well, A, I'm not crabby. I am old, but
like
I don't have money
like
either.
Muppets, like one of the you kind of look like the Muppet character.
I don't want to stand.
That's where they sit up at the top and they heckle and they talk trash.
Thank God I was able to lean on the lift for the wheelchairs. You know, for the Tuesday concert.
But you know those places where you walk in a historic theater and you're like, you can feel the energy from all the
people.
I'm not sure I've
ever done
that. Like the Paramount where...
One time it happened at Yankee Stadium in Tampa in Legends Field.
Okay.
When I went to the press box, I kind of felt like...
Babe Ruth was there?
Babe Ruth slapped me in the back of the head.
You could smell his smoke residue
then
from
again, 420. Then I turned around and it was Carlton Fisk. But, you know, I don't know what that means. But to me, it doesn't matter. I mean, concert-wise.
Like, Steve's a huge Ace of Base fan. Like, I walked into the Paramount Theater in Huntington, New York.
What is Ace of Base?
It's a band that I was trying to make fun of him with because it's a terrible band. But Ace of
Base. Is that who he's going to see?
Motorhead is his band. But I walked into a place where Limey signed.
Limey signed.
It's all in the accent. Okay. Limey signed the wall. And I sent a picture. I signed Knockout Radio in between his signature.
No, you didn't. I did.
I sent a picture that we are not.
So he ruined the signature?
Not ruined it. I didn't.
He defaced it.
I didn't draw over it. Drew in between it.
Oh, that's awful.
And so now we are connected to that iconic, historic
place. I wish you and Lemmy were connected.
We are connected.
No, I really wish you were right now.
Ace of Spades.
I wish you were in the same gravesite right now.
That's not true.
It is true because you defaced his signature.
No, it's, we are one. He's now part of me.
First of all,
I am him. We are one.
First of all, you have nothing to do with Knockout Radio.
It's us now. We went from we to us. We're all one.
Until I get that ball.
We are the world. That was a band. And if they played at Madison Square Garden, you would want to see Michael Jackson there.
Saturday, the flip-flop shop in Sun City, 3818 Sun City Center Boulevard in Ruskin. You're going to be there.
I'm walking there barefoot.
When you walk in there, call me, and then I'll consider getting in the car and driving out.
I'll walk down.
I'm not going there until you walk like Jesus with the cross, carrying the cross, to go get a pair of sandals.
Why do you have to carry it on a cross?
Because you wasn't around to do it for him.
Couldn't Amazon that thing?
Amazon.
You need to order a cross delivery.
And bad news for you, I found the power cord for my E-Tech bike.
So
now you can't get it. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our large audience here at Tournament de Pizza. What's the special today?
We have one.
Okay.
Chicken Parmesan. Come on down.
I thought that was yesterday.
I'm trying to get rid of it. Leftover
chicken. All right, big news coming on the website. Hopefully we'll be able to announce that next week or the week after. Until next Wednesday, when Caleb may be back. We don't know, but we'll spend that fine that you're fining him. Okay, see everybody next week.
Have
this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit up Sunnyside. Am I allowed to say that?
What's Sunnyside?
Sunnyside has something to do with 420.
I don't know what that means.
See everybody next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.